Blog Talk Radio.
Come all you young rebels and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part of the patriot game. Barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. The internet is burning up tonight, and along with the media, and we got a problem. We have another Obama move to kill more Americans, and he's covering it with bringing home his version of a war hero. So I did a little soul searching on the internet, and I came across an organization that has a real strong opinion on what has happened. And the name of the organization is Bare Naked Islam. It isn't Islamophobia when they really are trying to kill you. Okay? And they're looking for donations, and look for Bare Naked Islam. They could use a hand. Bare Naked Islam. So here's their story. What the media won't tell you about Army deserter / traitor Sergeant Bowe, B-O-W-E, Bergdahl, B-E-R-G-D-A-H-L, for whom we just traded 5 Taliban terrorists from Gitmo. These people are more than 5. These are not 5 guys that are going to pop up on the battlefield shooting 5 guns. these guys command whole units that kill a lot of Americans. And you may not know what the kill count is in Afghanistan, because the day Obama became president, he hid it from the American people. And he classified dead Americans as NATO troops. So all the jerks that read the wrong media, the communist media, think everybody that died is being buried in Holland. The body counter tonight is up to 21 at 21. That's 2,121 Americans killed in Afghanistan. Oh, we shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be there. We had no right to be there. And you know what? We had no right being downtown New York the day they came. Trained in Afghanistan, all deeply religious, 19 of them, deeply religious, good Muslims. There is no higher calling than jihad. So, having said that, let me see what they have to say here. Several American soldiers got killed between 6 and 9. That's the cover-up figure. Oh, by the way, on that 21-21 that got killed under Obama, you know how many George Bush lost in Afghanistan when he was there? 461. So Obama has killed 1,700 more Americans on his watch than George Bush did. Several American soldiers got killed looking for this POS, a deserter who joined up with the Taliban voluntarily, forwarded from the secret special forces unauthorized back-channel frequency. Okay, what does that mean? Forwarded from the secret special forces unauthorized back-channel frequency. And underneath in red it says, wanted to meet with the Taliban, platoon mate who discovered Bergdahl missing paints portrait of a long premeditated diversion by traitor whose actions killed U.S. troops between 6 and 9 that we know about. That's if it's 9, that's 5 more than Obama killed and Clinton killed in Benghazi. If it's 6, it's 2 more than Obama and Clinton killed in Benghazi. How quick he was to scoop this guy up, but he couldn't get there to rescue 4 Americans. And he made a speech when he hugged this communist Muslim, and he said, "We never leave anybody behind. Except Benghazi and Hillary gets a blood clot until the hearings are over." Sean Linane, this is a guy who served in the same outfit as a traitor Bo. We were at OP Mess, the Paktika province, that's where Bin Laden's headquarters were for a long time. It was a small outpost where B Company, one of 501st Infantry Airborne, ran operations out of. Just an infantry platoon and ANA counterparts there. The place was an Afghan graveyard. Bergdahl had been acting a little strange, telling people he wanted to walk the earth, and kept a little journal talking about how he was meant for better things. No one thought anything about it. He was just a little out there. Next morning, he's gone. We search everywhere. We can't find him. He left his weapon, his kit, and other sensitive items. He only took some water, a compass, and a knife. We find some Afghan kids shortly after who saw an American walking north asking where the Taliban are. We get hits on our voice interceptor that Taliban has him, and we were close. We come to realize that the kid deserted his post, snuck out of camp, and sought out Taliban to join them. We were in a defensive position at Op Mest, where your focus is to keep people out. We knew where the blind spots were to slip out, and that's what he did. It was supposed to be a 4-day mission, but it turned into several months of active searching. Everyone was spun up to find this guy. News outlets all over the country were putting out false information, like they do every day. It was hard to see, especially when you knew the truth about what happened, and we lost good men trying to find them. PFC Matthew Michael Martinek, Staff Sergeant Kurt Robert Curtis, SSG Clayton Bowen, PFC Morris Walker, SSG Michael Murphy, Second Lieutenant Darren Andrews, were all KIA from our outfit who died looking for Bergdahl. Now, this Bergdahl was a prisoner for 5 years. That means when the Taliban went on the run, he went on the run with them, okay? And from his pictures, he looked like he was treated pretty well. I don't see no sticker shock from being stuck. Many others from various units were wounded or killed while actively looking for Bergdahl. What do you figure? If, what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 names that were killed, what would you say? How many wounded? 30? 60? Yeah, let's go with 30. 30 wounded looking for this guy. Fighting increased. IEDs and enemy ambushes increased. Now, why would they be increasing? The Taliban knew that we were looking for him in high numbers and our movements were predictable. Because of Bergdahl, more men were out in danger and more attacks on friendly camps and positions were conducted while we were out looking for him. He may have aided and abetted the enemy. One of the reports tonight is he was teaching them bomb making. His action impacted the region more than anyone wants to admit. Going back to these six guys that got killed. Two of them are privates, first class. How come they're not sergeants? When this guy walked off his post and into the Taliban camp, he was a private. All of a sudden, he's a sergeant. If you betray your country, you get promoted. That's about right under Obama. Okay, there's no way to know what he told the Taliban. Our movements, locations, tactics, weak points on vehicles and other things for the enemy to exploit are just a few possibilities. The government knows full well that he deserted. It looks bad, and it is good propaganda piece for the Taliban. They refuse to acknowledge it. Hell, they even promoted him to sergeant, which makes me sick. I just said that, didn't I? I feel for his family, who only want their son or brother back. Don't feel for his family, maybe his mom, but his dad is a terrorist too, in my opinion, my humble, accurate opinion. They don't know the truth or refuse to acknowledge it as well. What he did affected his family, his whole town back home. I feel so sorry for the people of Idaho. People of Idaho have a lot of the spirit of America, and breeding rats is not one of them. And the people back home, according to this gentleman who's writing this article, says they don't know the truth. Either way, what matters is that good men died because of him. He has been lying on all those Taliban videos about everything since his capture. If he ever returns, he should be tried under the UCMJ. You know what the UCMJ is? Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it applies to presidents who are commanders-in-chief who leave men on the battlefield to die, showing cowardice in the face of the enemy, and along with the Secretary of State. They could share a couple of bullets against the wall. Wouldn't that be something, huh? Oh, I'd pay to see that. Yeah. If he ever returns, he should be tried under the UCMJ for being a deserter and judged for what he did. Bergdahl is not a hero. He is not a soldier or an infantryman. He failed his brothers. Now sons and daughters are growing up without their fathers who died for him, and he will have to face that truth someday. Uh-oh, this guy's a Christian. He believes in the afterlife. Well, you know what? We're going to have to cover him up like they're doing to the chapel at the VA hospital. Did you hear about that? They're covering up the statues and the chaplain at the VA hospital because it's separation of church and Snake Week. And speaking of Snake Week, do you know that the Congress is all off? They're off on a sabbatical. Yeah, they're off this week. Recess. They're in recess. Yeah, that's funny. When other Americans are in recess, they're called bums. Okay. This is good. He's listing the guys that died, and Obama's not going to mention one of them, but we are. PFC Matthew Michael Martinek should be promoted to sergeant. Died September 11th, 2009, is serving during Operation Enduring Freedom. He was 20 years old from DeKalb, Illinois. Assigned to the 1st Battalion, 501st Parachute Infantry, 4th Brigade, Combat Team Airborne, 25th Infantry Division, out of Fort Richardson, Alaska. He died, oh my God, you know what day he died? September the 11th. At Landstuhl Regional Medical Center, Germany, of wounds sustained in Paktika Province, Afghanistan. September the 4th, when enemy forces attacked his vehicle with an improvised explosive device followed by a rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire. Staff Sergeant, I hope, I pray that there's a Taliban who could use a little extra money, who served with this POS and comes forth and tells the world what this POS was doing for 5 years. Staff Sergeant Kurt Robert Curtis died August the 26th. He was 27 years old from Murray, Utah, assigned to the same outfit. And he died August the 26th in Zahar Hazeh, Afghanistan, of wounds suffered when he was shot while his unit was supporting Afghan security forces during an enemy attack, and you wonder if he got shot by the Afghan security forces, which is not uncommon. Staff Sergeant Clayton Bowen died August the 18th. He was 29 years old from San Antonio, Texas. Explosive device detonated near his vehicle. We're in this war 11 years, and there hasn't been enough money spent on IED pre-detonators. You can't tell me that the nation that once was went to the moon, we can't go no more because under Obama we have to go with the Russians like he told us to do. And the Russians don't want us because they're mad at us. They won't let us on the spacecraft. We're ready for anything, though. We really are. We're all alert, wide awake. We're not even doing dope in the next 10 minutes. PFC Morris Walker died August the 18th, serving during Operation Enduring Freedom, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. All of these guys are dead because of New York City. New York City was the target on 911, and New York City will never open its doors to the American troops. They do a little show, a little 10-minute show, but they don't give them free cab rides. We got a whole infantry division right here in New York State that dies every day in Afghanistan. It's the 10th Mountain Division, that famous division. I think they're the ones that went up on Point Du Hoc on D-Day, which is coming up in a couple of days, which Obama will probably ban. Yeah. Oh, he's going. He's going. He's always got a. He's playing. He's playing the American card this week. What a disgrace, man. What a disgrace. Him and Clinton. They shouldn't be allowed in military camps. They shouldn't be allowed near Boy Scouts. Not like there's nothing wrong with Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts are the backbone of America. That's the starting point for West Point graduates. That's if Obama doesn't close it and build a mosque there. But anyway, who else we got here? Oh, yeah, so the 10th Mountain Division, is their home is upstate New York. Never once did Bloomberg, in three terms of office, ever give them the keys to the city. Never once did he create a day in their honor. Never once did he say thank you for your service. You know why? He thinks everybody works for him. And now you got a communist mayor in New York. He won't do anything for the military. So who else we got here? PFC Morris Walker, and died August the 18th of 2009. And he's from the same outfit. Explosive device took him out, too. We need a pre-detonation device, either sonar or laser, but we can't be running around in vehicles and getting blown up on the roads. We gotta have a pre-detonation device. Come on, man, it's the space age. You're telling me you can't go down 6 feet in the ground and pick out IEDs? There's gotta be a way of doing it. Isn't there anybody out there in a garage that's working on an IED pre-detonator and locator? Sonar, laser, come on, anybody out there? If you're out there, contact me. I'll help you market it. Staff Sergeant Michael Murphy, he died September the 6th. But the first one is really sad. He died on September 11th. That one gets me. You had to see what was going on here in New York. You want to see people that don't give a shit today about who's dying fighting for this country? You ought to have seen them on 911 when they were running for the Hudson River and jumping into it. Yeah. They weren't demanding their rights that day. They were just looking for cool water just in case. They thought there was a nuke going off. And then 2 days later, they were calling the EPA complaining about DNA dust. Died September 6th. The only people that care about this country are people that got skin in the game. The traditionalists, the Americans, the mainstream Americans, and you could be from Utah and be a 911 New Yorker, and you could be from New York and not be one. Died September the 6th, and he was from Snyder, Texas. So there's six people dead, and I can't even look at his old man, Bergdahl. Oh, they got Bergdahl here, B-E-R-G. It's Bergdahl, Robert Bergdahl. And they got a picture of him. He's got a nice big Muslim beard like he was an imam. And it says, Abalki, I am still working to free all Guantanamo prisoners. This is this POS's father. And God will repay for the death of every Afghan child. Amin. Yeah, he can speak English. He can speak Arabic. I will not disclose what a person of his rank could or would know at his point in the military, but it's enough. That's somebody commenting. IEDs started being placed more effectively in the coming weeks. Ambushes were more calculated. Cover and concealment was used. He was aiding and abetting the enemy. He sold out. 24 comments on what was said here. Let me make sure I read everything. Okay. Yeah, his old man looks terrible. And Obama hugging and kissing him on the lips. Yeah, the Hug a Terrorist Week. Richard and Gina have said, prisoner, come on, guys. These are the same idiots we see hanging and dragging Americans through the streets as soon as they're captured. Wake up, America. How much wool could you possibly let mainstream media pull over your eyes? Yeah, before Obama makes an announcement, he lines up all his lying media. Do your own research on things and form your own opinions based on the truth, not what is shoved down your throat. A guy named Paul says him and his crazy effing dad concocted this plan to get the Taliban leaders released. Francisco says now the heroes are the traitors. What Obama and his administration are doing to the USA, to our liberty and to our democracy and to our culture. Republicans, you better wake your asses up because you're going to get thrown out too. You're not going to be able to hide under rocks forever. You're going to have to come out and you're going to have to pay the piper. And through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. And in their security shall he destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Daniel 8-5. Keep thumping that Bible, buddy. We need more Gideons on the front line. Neither shall he honor the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women. Neither shall he honor any so-called god, for he shall exalt himself above them all. Daniel 11:37. Treason, perjury, malfeasance, aiding and abetting, obstruction of justice, tampering with evidence, failure to uphold the office of the President of the United States, extortion, racketeering, falsifying government documents, conspiracy to commit a crime, the death of veterans at the hands of the current administration should levy a charge of murder. I believe we are witnessing the advent of the man of sin, the lawless one or Antichrist. He is not coming from Europe. He is the king of the north in the book of Daniel, and he is here as the prophet Daniel said he would be. You can doubt, mock, scoff all you want. The next 2 years will be very interesting. And as Daniel stated, he shall be broken, but not by human hand. He uses others to do his dirty work, absolving him of wrongdoing, and describes it as kinetic. We are about to witness the coming of Jesus Christ and his reign on earth. The law will sentence this man, and none will help him. If you are not familiar with Scripture, now is the time. Go get him, Tiger. Eugenia, Pat the Lord has some interesting material and tweets, and she gives a link. Okay. And what is with the big beard? Did he convert? Is he off his rocker too like Obama? When I saw that beard and the ponytail, I'm skeptical of guys that wear ponytails. It's like they were left behind from another era, you know? But I got to tell you, just because a guy wears a ponytail, you don't know what his politics are. But I just am a little skeptical of guys that wear ponytails. Usually they're bald. And with the little left they got to grow, they think it makes them look cool. But the shaved heads are nice to look. And you save money on the barber. But when I saw the beard, I recognized the beard for what it was. It is the beard of a radical Muslim. Even the Muslims will tell you, they have an expression that they use. The radicals wear white socks with shoes. They're mostly Iranians. And they wear short dish dashes. The average Arab will wear his dish dasher and down to the top of his sandals. But the radicals, they wear them short. They're like mini dish dashes. Not too short, you know, like above the ankle. And he's got all the earmarks of he's a money Muslim. He's converted he hasn't converted from his religion to Islam. He's converted dollars to dinars and back to dollars. Guy says Islam is a form of self-hypnosis. We're being overrun, you know. Obama is now bussing in illegal aliens from Central America. They're not even from Mexico. They've run out of Mexicans. If all this is true, you have to ask Bergdahl, loyal to his sworn oath to the Constitution of the United States. Is he loyal? No, he's not loyal to the oath he took to protect, so he's an oath breaker. Or the Muslim terrorist groups. If he's a traitor, he can be charged and hanged. 5 Americans were killed in action trying to rescue this Scumbaggio, and he still insists he is a Muslim. Mohammed was a pedophile murderer. See former Imam Zacharias Butgros, and he will enlighten you on any Muslim. It is sad, man. It is really sad. We've been sold a big bullet. We've been sold 10 pounds of poop in a 5-pound bag. It is terrible, man. If the folks who hate socialist Democrats are smart, they will hang Bergdahl like a dead albatross around the neck of Obama and the Democrats. And once again, I'm going to tell you Republicans, you re-puppies, that attack the Tea Party and conservatives, we know that you're Democrat light. We know that you can't be counted on. We know that some of you voted to burn the flag. We know. And if you don't wake up, you're going to get your ass thrown out of work. Please beat this story like a drum. Our POTUS, POTUS, that's the President of the United States. Yeah. Aiding and abetting a traitor, wow. And playing it up. They're going to do a movie. He's going to get a book deal. Yeah. Never once did he give a clue where he was. Never once did he shine the Rheingold sign in the sky. Freed U.S. soldiers celebrated Christmas, played badminton with the captors. Oh, how's that? Susan K., speechless. Let's hope he never sleeps a decent night and the soldiers of his unit find a way to exact revenge. The best revenge is getting rid of the president legally. The best revenge is impeachment. And the media will scare you into not doing it. But I got to tell you, you've lost all your rights. Your vote doesn't count because people with money have outbidded you for all the politicians. You can write your congressman all day long. You're going to get a little pat on the back and the door. There's the door. Yeah. You can write all day long. They're not going to help you. What you got to do is assign petitions for impeachment. Impeach a judge. Impeach a Department of Justice head, impeach a president, and let me tell you, you'll start to get attention. You'll start to get attention. Now, I am told, and from what I hear, that you need a majority in the Senate for the impeachment, and right now we're a minority in the Senate. And you can imagine how many senators on the Republican side will not go for impeachment. Once Obama raises the race card and race riots and burning cities, a lot of people are going to back off. But I got to tell you something. When he does that, you know, if he gets away with that, he can come and arrest you when he feels like it. And don't think that day can't happen. If you want to see a movie that's really interesting, and I hate to refer to the Germans because Nazism died in 1945, but communism is alive right to this very minute, and there's 70 congressmen who belong to the Socialist Party, and they're listed on the website of the Socialist Party, and they're sitting in Washington. So if there's 70 that have come out blatantly, there's got to be another 70 that are undercover. But if you want to see a movie, I think it's called Swing Heil, and it's about the German kids when Hitler comes to power, and it's a very good movie. It shows how they go from persecuting one group of people and moving on to cripples. You know, they expand their horizons. It is really sad, but like you could do a sequel to that in Russia. Because the communists in Russia, they lived on to murder more people than Hitler ever did. But you don't know that. You don't know about the 10 million Ukrainians that were starved to death when the Ukraine was the breadbasket of Russia. And Stalin seized all their farms. And in protest, they refused to grow crops, raise cattle. So, you know what Stalin did? He came, he took all their food stores, took all their cattle, and he cordoned them off and made the whole country a giant concentration camp, and he starved them out. And mothers and family ate their little brothers and sisters who had died from starvation. And that's what communism can do to a civilized nation. So don't think you're going to, when they come from amongst us, don't think that you're going to be spared just because you were cooperative, because they kill the cooperative ones first. When he first went missing, I thought he went AWOL. I thought to myself, Muslims kill, they enjoy killing. Why would they keep someone for almost 5 years? And then I saw his father speak and my hair stood on end. Now, this is from Teresa. Teresa, your hair stood on end, my hair stood on end. But you know whose hair didn't stand on end? Obama's. He hugged him like a brother. Now, if you're shocked and appalled, how come this president isn't? What is his game? Is it like, this is worse than making Marines hold umbrellas. I hope that Hegel, and here's, I'm going to tell you something about Hegel. Hegel is a Republican, and it is a tactic of the a party of death, the party that has no God, the party that taxes drugs and wants you to buy more, the party that kills children, the party that votes to burn the flag. This party always appoints a schmuck Republican as Secretary of Defense when they're in power. Clinton had a Secretary of State Cohen. I used to call him Poem Cohen. He was a Republican, and he was like the court jester. They would say, we'll appoint Cohen, and he's a Republican, and when he screws up, we can say, what do you expect? He's a Republican. Do you know where he was on 911? He was in Hollywood decorating Jack Valenti. He went to NATO as to give a speech. And you know what he did? He read his poems. He has a book of poems. He read it to NATO. Now, what do you think that coalition of the willing is thinking? Yeah, we'll go along with these guys, but when the poop hits the fan, we're out of here. Yeah, these people are going to get us all killed. Do not give this traitor a medal. I hope that the deserter is tried for treason. The best thing that can happen is somebody of authority with credence sneaks out of the Taliban, tells the story of exactly what this guy was doing. Yeah, and I hope he's a Christian pretending to be a Muslim. Yeah, if half of what we are being told is true, Benedict Arnold, I'm going to tell you something about Benedict Arnold. He sold us out, but when he served, he also served as a general, and when he died in England, he wanted to be buried in his American officer's uniform. How's that? I'm sure Judas had his regrets, too. I mean, he brought the money back, right? Americans need to be vigilant when this Muslim comes back to his hated country. If any readers live in this family's town, you need to do some snooping around. I wonder if his mom runs around with a burqa. I get the impression his mom is not as radical as the old man. The old man, I mean, this kid is a result of his father's tutelage. It is sad. Let's face it, if your old man's a junkie, chances are you're going to be a junkie. If your old man's anti-American, chances are it's going to be hard for you not to go against the grain. U.S. soldier who claims to have served with Baghdad cast doubts on official version. All killed in action searching for a Baghdad. Okay, so we did that. And I've got my own little pitch on what took place. Never forget, he didn't just Obama just didn't trade five terrorists for one GI. He traded the murderers of probably 1,000 Americans, if not all 2,100. From one traitor. It's very sad. Okay, let's see what we're going to do here. I guess we'll give you the Battle Hymn of the Republic. This was the second runner-up to the Star Spangled Banner. And God is
I Thine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the eating hills and depths. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His name is marching. Figures you and me, as he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Talk show host saying America is asleep. They're dumb. They don't. They're a bunch of sheeple. You know, they never get the word. But I had some thoughts at 11 o'clock this morning when the aftermath of here's something else I got to tell you. They broke this news in the daytime. I think it was a Saturday. They broke it in the daytime. But when Obama finally, reluctantly, gave the go-ahead to kill, and I don't think he gave the go-ahead. I think that Hillary Clinton and Leon Panetta decided 4 months is too long to wait. Obama gave Osama bin Laden 4 months to step down. And when we finally killed that curse, it was announced at 10:30 on a Sunday night, and I believe that was deliberate because they didn't want weekend celebrations offending the Muslims that run the White House from foreign lands. Yeah, 10:30 at night, you announced that you got bin Laden. Do you know what a party that would have been if that was announced on a Friday just as everybody's coming out of work? Yeah, that was deliberate. 10:30 on a Sunday night is deliberate placing of news. So at 11 o'clock this morning, I had some thoughts, that I decided to do a brain dump. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But anyway, Obama bypassing the Constitution is no beau geste. Some question about the fatwas coming from the Communist Party. I believe the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. Their party platform, they kicked God off at the last convention. They have no God. They vote to burn the flag. 40 senators, a Democrat, they voted to burn the flag. Okay? They vote to kill kids. They won't even give kids anesthesia before they pull them apart. They say if we give them anesthesia, we'll be admitting they're human beings. And what are they? Cucumbers? Carrots? Lima beans? Yep, this party of death is killing this country. So, some questions about the fatwas that were issued from the White House. Obama, Mr. Divert, fondly calls another traitor, Bo. Calls him by his first name. Hey, Bo. That raises many questions. One, why did Bo walk away from his job? Two, what did he do for 5 years? Three, was he used or did he join in luring Americans into an ambush? Four, which way will they come, Bo? Tell us, which way? Well, they'll come out that gate. You just see there's a little blind spot there? That's where we usually come out. How many Americans have died trying to rescue Bo? We now believe it's 6, but it could be more. How were the 5 Taliban chosen? You know these 5 Taliban are big shots. These are big guys. And George Bush didn't turn them loose. And 6 is Hamid Karzai furious. They say he's furious because in exchange for Obama terrorists, Karzai will now be assassinated by one of the 5. Yeah, you think there's a deal that was made? You don't think there's a deal? You don't think the words came up, but we've got 38,000 troops left in this country, and we want to make sure that they don't receive any bullets in the back on the way out? So if you'll do that for us, we'll do something for you. You don't think that proposition was approached? When I saw Bo's father wearing a Muslim beard and chanting Bismillah Rahman Rahim in front of his Mahdi Obama, and you know what? There's something about that saying. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, that is in the name of the merciful and compassionate God. He also added one word to that. I don't know what the Pashtun translation is for that one word, but some people think he was sending a coded message. If you examine the one word, and you know anybody that speaks Pashtun, you could ask them what was the other word that he said. That word needs to be analyzed because most Arabs and most Muslims will only say Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So that one word that he added, code word. Okay, what else are we doing here? Oh, yeah, in the name of Allah, the most merciful and compassionate. And that's a salute by Muslims who show no mercy or compassion, not even for their own. The Hazara people in Afghanistan who were Shia, they were all, the whole village was wiped out by Taliban. And men, women, and children. And you know what? They wouldn't even give them a funeral, a burial. They left them to be eaten by dogs. These people are 7th century bastards. The last time I saw Quisling Hegel, he was addressing American troops, and I think he had them all standing at attention. He wouldn't even tell them to at ease. And he was telling them they have to tighten their belts because of the sequestration. No raise and no VA benefits that they were promised. I would never send that puppet to get ammo or carry back the wounded. He's too good a liar. They should all have to fail a lie detector test. Oh, he can't tell a lie. Good. He can't tell a lie? Make him a congressman. Oh, this guy lies good. He can't be a congressman. Who gave the American imposter president the list with 5 names? Somebody handed him that recommendation. Maybe he asked for it. Maybe he didn't. Maybe George Soros handed him the names. Who? 10. Was the request for one and Obama gave them a bonus? Yeah, was the request? Let me tell you. You're negotiating with me. I'm a terrible negotiator. I give everything away. But if you had a private that was automatically made a sergeant, and I had the governor of two provinces of Afghanistan, the Taliban governor of two provinces of Afghanistan, and you said to me, you got to give me five, and I'll give you this one, I would say, I will give you one. You pick the one you want, and you got him. Why don't you take the governor? He's the governor of two provinces. He's the big Hamur. That's a fish. And he's the big fish. And you've done good. And maybe down the road we can negotiate for the other four. Maybe that's what was done. We'll take one, and Obama threw in a bonus. You see, want four more? I'll give you four more because I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy, but not to Americans. But then again, I'm not American, so why should I care? Bergdahl's daddy also called for the release of all Gitmo prisoners. This guy is a number one Muslim terrorist with a beard. That's a terrible-looking beard. I get sick looking at that beard. Looks like it belongs in a seat cushion. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Did Israel's generous prisoner swap create this new exchange rate on the USA? You know, when Israel gave up like 300 prisoners to get that one Jewish guy back, one Israeli back. I mean, they should have been better negotiators than me. You know, how about we give you 100? Okay, what am I going to say? But you see what happens when you negotiate with terrorists. The American position was always the best. Tell you what, you kill him, we'll give you two 500-pound bombs in 10 minutes. How's that? While you're doing the execution, we're coming to get you. Let's go to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter surrendered American soil in Tehran to the Hezbollah. All Jimmy Carter had to do was to take that Navy, that once great Navy that used to be powerful, and he could have sunk every oil tanker. You want pollution? I'll give you pollution. Sunk every Iranian oil tanker in Bandar Abbas, seized the oil rigs, and then told the Ayatollah's boys, hey, look, fellas, we want all our people safely out of your country in 10 minutes. Otherwise, start evacuating all around that embassy because we're going to napalm everything but that embassy. And let me tell you, you would have got a little different cooperation. As a matter of fact, you want to know the truth? When Bush's go-get-a military came out of the middle of a storm, a desert storm, they were in the storm. They rode out into, come out of that storm. They made a right turn in Saddam's palace. We were a half hour away from Ahmadinejad's house in Tehran. And the mullahs were all pooping in their dish dashes because they thought they were the next stop. They thought they were the next stop. They couldn't believe how fast we did the job. And they were all pooping in their dish dashes. That was the time to negotiate for the nukes. We're coming for the nukes, man. We're here looking for nukes right now. They're not here. They must be in your place. They're in your house. That's all he had to do. Bush had 60,000 inspectors looking for weapons of mass destruction. And they were all American. But you see, we have two big weaknesses. You know what they are? You ready? Intelligence, we never know what's going on. And two, the ability to negotiate. And you can see, 5-for-1, this is negotiating. My God. So, where else are we? Oh, conclusion. Obama bypassed the Constitution to aid and abet the enemy. Air discharged the cowardice in the face of the enemy in Benghazi, resulting in a cover-up of 4 murders by American orders. It is time for impeachment to save the nation. I do believe it, man. I tell you, I was deadly against. I was up until about 2 months ago, I was deadly against impeachment. But we can't let this guy live in this White House for 2.5 more years. He will destroy this country. He's working day and night to destroy it. Don't you worry when you go to sleep at night that tomorrow you don't want to look at the news because it's going to be more hits on the USA. This guy is out to destroy us. He wants to bust us out. I don't know what his reasoning is for it, but when you heard his wife say, for the first time in my life, I'm so proud to be an American. What was she, 40 years old? It took her 40 years to be proud to be an American? Yeah, and our universities, man, they're all communist graduation schools. A cover-up of 4 murders by American orders. And you know who knows the score? And she was on Mike Gallagher today. Mike Gallagher's a great guy. He's a great American, but he's a little too soft. He's got like 1.5 Liberty Bells. He needs to get 2 full Liberty Bells. Oh, No, you can't do that, Mike. You got to take no prisoners. And speaking of no prisoners, all those guys in Gitmo should never be there. They never should have gotten that far. When you meet them on the battlefield, you leave them on the battlefield. And that's it. You don't read the merengue warnings. You go to work, and you finish the job, and you come home. Bridget Gabriel knows. Walid Shubat knows, and now you know. Obama, by his traitorous actions, is a four-flusher. I would hate to think he did it for money. Due to the fact America is in a religious war, we're in a religious war, and it's time you woke up and realized it. And we're fighting it on 2 fronts. We're fighting atheists and Muslims. Certain buzzwords are now obsolete. The buzzwords that are obsolete are left-winger, liberal, progressive, socialist, community organizer, Nazi, fascist, baby killer, dope dealer, and Democrat. Please substitute the one word, communist. And on the other hand, the right-winger, flag waver, medal warrior, I picked that one up at an undercover meeting. Yeah, they call everybody that wears a flag pins medal warriors, like they haven't earned the right to wear them. Bible thumper, rebel, hick, gun carrier, Boy Scout, and veteran. Please substitute the words mainstream American. The spirit of America will rise to the occasion. 25% was all who won the revolution and fought great odds. Once again, Republicans, the fate of the country is in your hands. If you don't do the right thing, you will be out of work. And you'll be looking at a new government. I love that saying. Was it Jefferson saying? When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And when the government fears the people, you have liberty. That's pretty good. Okay, we'll go for a tune, find a tune. And let me see how much time we got left on the in this big world of ours. Here we go. Coming Home. This is for the GIs. Oh, PTSD guys. You got to get to church. You got to do some praying. You got to talk to a chaplain, a good chaplain. Medicine, drugs, psychiatrist. Do that bit. Get the most out of it. But you got to keep God in your life, and God in your life will bring you home, and God in your life will give you peace. So, here's a little Coming Home. Here's some good news. The Supreme Court rules 9-0 against Obama administration's boundless interpretation of chemical weapons law. Basically, what it says is that a woman who was found out her husband was cheating on her, she smeared a toxic substance on her doorknob and her car door. And for this, she was charged with chemical warfare. It's funny, right? Until they come for you, because you were using that Shinola. It's terrible. But the whole Supreme Court voted Obama has gone wild. Unbelievable, man. It's really crazy. Okay. People are talking about high crimes and misdemeanors. More and more people are talking about impeachment. And they're looking at a long road. That long and winding road, 2.5 years, this guy has got to wipe out this country. And people are afraid. Oh, speaking of the five guys that Obama let go, okay, only 4 out of the 5 are going to Qatar. And, of course, they're going to be treated like royalty in Qatar. They're going to be given great accommodations, including dancing girls. And they're going to be able to raise money in Qatar for Taliban, and they're going to be able to make phone calls. Hey, Omar, why don't you blow up that airport that the Americans all hang out in today? Okay, I'm going to give you the last names because you'll never remember these names. But one of the first of the 5, his name is Kerkwa, K-H-A-I-R-K-W-A, and he was governor of Herat. And he was close to Mullah Omar and Karzai. Okay. Next guy's name is Nuri, N-U-R-I. He was the governor of Balkh province. Actually, he was the governor of 2 provinces in Afghanistan when the Taliban was in power. The third guy's name is Wasik, W-A-S-I-Q. He's head of the Taliban. He's wanted by Human Rights Watch for violations. He was head of Taliban intelligence. You know how they get their intelligence? They torture people. The next guy's name is Fazl, F-A-Z-L. He was the Minister of Defense, and he likes to kill Shia. And the last one is Nabi, N-A-B-I. And he was head of Taliban security, and he penetrated the CIA. I wonder if he was one of the guys that went in. Remember, they blew up and killed all the CIA guys in one building? So Obama leaves no one behind. That's a joke. I told you what the... who talked to them? Let's see what else we got here. I got the names. I read you the names of the guys who died. There's more than that that have died, I'm sure. You know that Obama classifies all Americans, I told you, all dead Americans as NATO troops. That's how he hides he covers up the body count in the press, in his little communist press. Okay. And Congress is in recess this week. I wonder if they'll be in recess when the big one goes off. You think we're going to be the generation that fights the first the nuclear war? You think? What do you think? It's really sad, isn't it? Oh, we got a phone call into Harry Reid. He's picking it up. Harry, you don't have any of Bundy's cows over there, do you? I just uploaded. Harry will now sing the Democrat National Anthem. Okay. He's finished? Very good. Okay, we're going to give this one out to the guys that have PTSD and are being treated, not being treated right. We're looking at the immigration flow, you know, the words out, Obama's going to bypass Congress and open the doors to everybody. And what they're doing is the immigrants are sending their children here. And so there's a little article that says, President Obama set up a task force to coordinate the response to a huge increase in illegal child immigrants coming across the Mexico border and put the head of federal disaster agency in charge. The influx of unaccompanied alien children across the southwest border of the United States, how does that happen, has resulted in a urgent humanitarian situation. See how they set it up, man? They said it's a humanitarian situation. Yeah, who pushed the kids over the border? Where are the parents? The parents got to be there to turn them loose. Or what, the Mexican government picks them up and brings them in? The influx of unaccompanied alien children. They even have an acronym for it, UAC. The president said it, he set up the task force. Isn't he a good president? He's doing everything to help the country. Oh, they're little children. Look what you're doing. You know who else uses little children? The Taliban. They use them as shields. This is another one. This is immigration shields. Only the party of death is using children as shields. The same party that votes to kill 4,700 American kids a day is now using little Latino children as shields to bring them into the country so that they can vote Democratic in 20 years, 18 years. 90% increase, and they need more money to cope with it. Oh, why don't you raise our taxes? That's the way to do it. Yeah, you can have little taxes. Yeah, deep in the heart of taxes. Poor Texas, they'll be singing that song soon. Oh, traitor, it should be tapping some school bus drivers to take them back. Here's a thought, put all the illegals in FEMA camps. No, they're being reserved for you and me, buddy. Now the guy says, close the freaking borders already. Set up firing ranges along the U.S. weak spots and let them be open to American citizens to practice. And that's from a lady. Shut the friggin' borders down, you dumb excrement. Put the National Guard on alert. We don't need the National Guard. You got 60,000 guys in Fort Hood dodging bullets inside by, what did they classify Hassan as? Workplace violence? Guy's shouting Allahu Akbar. He's doing the Arabian dances while he's mowing everybody down. They call it workplace violence. Yeah, a soldier of Allah. He put on his letterhead. Yeah, and he's still alive. He's still alive. And he's getting Medicare. He's getting Obamacare. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. So I'll give you the Hey Senorita. Wow. Okay, we're back. I'm laughing because my computers give me agita. You know what agita is? Agita is an Italian word. It's the equivalent of the Jewish word saurus. And what it means is you're giving me heartburn. I know what happened. I'm trying to get my password back in. I got cut out. I don't want to say my password. Yes, there might be enemies of the state out there. I'm dying here. I'm dying. I'm going to give you another tune. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. This is for all you guys that like to, every time you light up a joint, you know, you kill a Mexican, right? Did you know that? No, you don't know that. No, you got that Pontius Pilate finger bowl. Your hands are clean. You don't know nothing about serving your country. You don't know nothing about drug addiction. You don't know nothing about abortion. Those are all little sidebars for you.
Yeah.
Here's some news from Life News. It's a pro-life news report. You know that woman in the Sudan, the Christian woman, is being sentenced to death because she's Christian, Miriam Ibrahim. She's got two kids in prison with a baby that she just delivered, and they got her in chains with the kids. Yeah, 7th century, man. That's the Muslim way. Not a day over 7 centuries. Miriam Ibrahim will not be freed. Attorneys appeal execution to international court. All she's got to do is denounce her religion, her Christianity. And she won't do it. Some people are so stubborn when it comes to the love of Jesus, huh? Babies are being dismembered in the womb at 5 months thanks to Harry Reid. He's sitting on a bill. He won't let it come up for a vote. Harry Reid is going to be standing next to Pontius Pilate, getting his ass kicked. My visit to the Auschwitz concentration camp reminded me why I oppose abortion. The strong must always protect the weak. If we all lived by that, there would have been no Auschwitz. Woman says medical condition required abortion. I had to abort my baby to save my life. I know a guy that was married to a very deeply religious, a Catholic girl. And when I say a deeply religious Catholic, I mean not a Pelosi Catholic or a John Kerry Catholic or a Kennedy Catholic. I'm talking about Catholic Catholic. And she had two kids, and the third one caused her what they call placenta previa, and there was a possibility she might have to have an abortion because it would have come down to her or the baby. And my friend said, I'm in trouble because I know that she's going to say goodbye to save the kid. Fortunately, she didn't have to do it. And the kid was born, and the kid had a hyaline membrane disease, which is the same thing that killed the Kennedy kid. But by the grace of God, the kid survived. And you should see her now. beautiful, very beautiful. My visit, we said that one already. Okay, researchers develop a tiny robotic hand that could treat unborn babies' problems in the womb. If you go to my website, the Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com, or go to captainsblog.us, you will see a surgeon operating on a baby in the womb. The baby was a spina bifida baby, and the surgeon, it's a classic picture. If you ever seen any pictures, you would have seen this one. It was a successful operation, and the surgeon was just getting ready to close up the area that he had worked in, and the baby's hand come out and grabbed his finger. How's that? And the cameraman was taking pictures, and he happened to hit it just right. You know, he clicked, and it was all done in the click. Unbelievable. And that's a real pro-life picture. Okay, when my daughter's 19th birthday, why my daughter's 19th birthday shames those people who think that people with Down syndrome aren't fit to live. That's a tough one, man. That's a real tough one. Abortion practitioner admits we are the executioners. 1,000 Texas women hospitalized every year after botched abortions. Pro-lifer confronts vandals who defaced her pro-life bumper sticker. Her reaction is priceless. Everyone knows Maya Angelou, who fundraised for Planned Parenthood. And then they're comparing her to a pro-life heroine. So if I click on that, I'll see who that is. But one of the scary statistics, you know, among black babies born, that half of them are aborted. That's really sad. And on the white statistic for the same, out of 1,000, they use in 1,000 possible births, 500 are aborted. And on the white one, it's like 120 out of 1,000. Bride under fire for fastening newborn to train of her wedding dress walking down the aisle. Oh, man, people are crazy, aren't they? Teens burn body of baby killed by abortion drug, receive only a warning. The big scary thing was one of the states was near the Canadian border was burning babies for heat, burning aborted babies for heat, and they do it in hospitals in England also. Media Planned Parenthood hype new abortion romantic comedy. And nothing romantic about killing a kid. If you want to do a walkthrough in a Democrat chop shop, you will not be able not to throw up. You will be very sick. And I don't know if you know it or not, but I was watching an abortion clinic movie, a documentary, and the girl was waiting to have her abortion, and the doctor came in that was going to kill her kid. And he goes, I have to warn you, you may suffer from a weeping syndrome. And she says, what's that? He says, well, you might get hysterical from time to time. You know, like spurts of hysteria. Ain't that wonderful? Yeah, unbelievable. School uses babies to show inner city children how to be kind. Iowa Planned Parenthood closes 2 more clinics, 12 have closed in 2 years. Wisconsin abortions drop 16% after pro-life law allowing women to see ultrasound of baby. 300 violations found at Virginia abortion clinics, and McAuliffe wants to reverse health standards. Terry McAuliffe is a bad man for the Clintons. He was the head of the DNC. And he bought the Clintons their house in Chappaqua. I don't know how he paid for it or how they paid him back, but he was the guy who did the deal. Wherever there's a crime, there's money. New campaign targets Justin Trudeau's ban on pro-life candidates. I don't know who he is, so I really don't know the story. But you know what? It's really sad. I see ads where women are pushing baby carriages, and you know what's in them? Dogs. And shoes. They got one ad where two women are pushing baby carriages full of shoes, and fancy high heels. And I saw a picture of a nice cozy house and with a baby carriage, and you know it's and a fireplace, and you know what's in the baby carriage? Logs. Logs. It is really... really sad. Okay, we're going to close with a tune. I think I've bored you enough. I have. It's really too much, man. If I start talking, the computer shut down. I don't think they want to hear me either. Oh, this is a nice tune to go out with. This is a Herbie Mann tune. So you can say sayonara. And it's got a good sound. Herbie Mann now plays the flute in heaven. It's called Coming Home. I'll cut it off after a couple of minutes. I'll give you 3 minutes of it.